Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, pretty much. Baltimore Ravens involved in a trade yesterday, sending Adafi Owe to the Los Angeles Chargers for safety Aloy Gilman. Were either you guys surprised when you heard about that trade?
Not really. So I didn't see that coming, obviously. But I mean, surprised? No, because it's not a... It's not like they're not selling. It's not a sign of desperation. I think it means we need a safety. We need secondary help. And I think that's all it is. And it just, and of course, seeing the team it was, like, well, I mean, it couldn't be more. We need this. You want this. What can we do? You got two brothers talking about a trade.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, not a big deal.
I can see it. I understand the trade. But I was shocked when I heard about it. I mean, I understand it.
I think they're going to make some moves.
No, I was shocked when they traded away. I was.
I mean, C.J. Gardner-Johnson to the practice squad, you see them acquire two safeties, one of which, like, people are looking at it. I'm kind of surprised people are going, yep, it's what I thought. They're selling. They're not selling, guys. If you're trading a player right now, why are you trading him for an expiring contract at the end of the year?
Well, maybe there's another move the Ravens are going to make because left up, what, $8 million on the cap?
I think that's exactly what's going to happen is you're going to see another move with them adding. I don't think they're selling like a lot of people. Now, if they lose the next couple weeks, when is the trade deadline? Is it 2 more weeks, 3 more weeks?
I thought it was November.
That's what I mean. I think it's the beginning of November, though, right?
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so...
Depending
on how things go, we could see some changes. But again, it's very difficult to make trades in the NFL. This one worked because you had two guys with expiring contracts.
Yeah. $8 million. Yeah, that's
significant.
It is. You can make a trade for someone who's more on the cap and absorb that amount of money.
The other thing with this and adding the safety, and people are like, well, I guess that means, is Kyle Hamilton hurt? Is this guy hurt? What I think happens is they move Kyle Hamilton closer to line of scrimmage to help in the run game. Mm-hmm. Also to help in the pass rush, because you could say what you want about the guy. He might be the best at everything on this team on that side of the ball.
He is. He 100% is. Owe brought very little. So, I mean, I don't see. Maybe he'll thrive out there and he'll do better, but the pass rush sucks here.
Are you going to miss his hurries, Rob?
No, not his touches either.
But who's going to... Who is going to come in and get us the hurries that Owe got? Do we have another hurry guy? Is what I'm saying.
I think your suggestion of Kyle Hamilton, if it comes true, he'll be better at rushing the quarterback than Owe was.
The only place I don't want Kyle Hamilton is in the middle of the D-line. You can put him anywhere else, and I bet that guy wins.
Yeah.
I bet he wins.
If you stand him up and get him off the D-line, let him do the job, he may have a better advantage. Let's go out to Parkville and get Eli. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. What's the over-under on OA sacks when he gets to the Chargers?
Oh, he's going to have some.
He'll have some. Yeah.
He has none now.
I think they'll be able to scheme it up better because last year he had a few sacks, but this year it's just like, I don't know what Ward was doing with the stunts, but it's just not where it just wasn't working.
Yeah, you're right. Last year he had 10 sacks, career high. So he showed he can get to the quarterback. I didn't know he had double-digit sacks last year.
Yeah. Well, I'd say this too, like going out there, the one thing that people have pointed out is if he goes out there and has a tremendous amount of success right off the bat, does that prove to you that the Ravens aren't great at developing pass rushers?
I mean, the Ravens have been accused of not being good at developing certain things like wide receivers and all, but I don't know. Maybe it's the scheme and not the development. Again, Oway had 10 sacks last year. Maybe it's not the development of pass rushers. It's the scheme is not pass rusher friendly.
Hmm. Maybe. I mean, we've seen Kyle Van Noy in this scheme. If it's the same, I mean, the same Mike McDonald scheme that they created, we've seen Kyle Van Noy have success in it.
And yeah. I'm looking at Oway's sack total last year, game by game. He had 2.5 sacks against the Raiders, 2.5 sacks the first time against Pittsburgh. That's 5 right there. That's why I didn't feel like he had 10. 5 of them
in 2 big games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they are 10 sacks and 10 sacks, but that's why you probably didn't feel it.
So this Samoan missile they traded for, you guys excited to see him play? It seems like they like him. I just think they had a plethora of safeties, or it was just such a huge need for them with the injuries they had at pass rusher.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Let's go out to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Hump Day Wednesday, guys.
Happy Hump Day Wednesday.
What changes do the Ravens make for the Rams game? Will they run Derrick Henry more? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too.
I think you have to. You still have to feed Derrick Henry. You have to try to get that thing going somehow, some way. But the more important thing here is, if you're looking at the Rams, the way to beat the Rams is throwing on the outside. And is Cooper Rush the guy that's going to help you do that? Do you feel comfortable? And I want to say this, it's the NFL. Weird things happen. This isn't me telling you the Ravens are going to win or cover any of that nonsense. But we just watched this Rams team go to Tennessee, and they were losing towards the end of the third quarter before Tennessee went, hey, guys, I don't know if you guys know this. We're the Titans. We're not supposed to do this. And then just gave it back. And that game looks a lot different. We watched the Texans go in there and battle the Rams in Week 1, and none of us thought the Texans were really good, and I still don't think they're good. They just came in here and beat up a really bad defense. So I do think the Rams are beatable, and you've got them coming all the way to the East Coast.
They're beatable with this team?
I think they're the Tennessee Titans almost beat them.
Yeah. Tennessee they probably beat us. Nothing.
You sure about that?
Yes.
You sure about that?
I don't think anybody can't beat this. Anybody can beat this team right now. This is not the Ravens. I can't imagine that they'd beat the
How
Rams.
Are they still favored to win a division?
Because the other teams suck. And the second half of this, I'm dead serious.
I know.
Because by the time they get healthy, they may win about 5 games. Yeah. That's how they're going
to
do it.
I still think they make a run. Whether they get in or not is to be seen. But
this is not the Ravens.
I think they make a run if they want to.
Do you know where they are in the power rankings now? 22nd.
Where are the Titans? The
5th.
Liar! That's funny. No, but I'm just saying, we just saw it this week in this league. San Francisco beats the Rams. Granted, divisional game. You know, we watched Arizona cough it up and you know, lose that game. We watched the Panthers come back. And there's The Bills lost to the Patriots.
I think the Ravens are still going to win at least 10 games this year.
By the way, I don't think the Ravens win this weekend, but I'm just saying stranger things have happened.
I think they still win double-digit games by season's end. Mm. I do. A lot of injuries. Some of these guys coming back. Madubuike's not, I don't think.
He's out. He's out for the year.
He's out. So, you know, I'm not worried about that part. But I think you got other guys. Well, I'm not worried about it because I know it won't happen. But I think you're going to get other guys back, and I think they go on a run, largely because of what you alluded to, Ed. The teams in front of them suck.
Yeah, the schedule's soft in the second half of the season.
It's a great year to have a soft schedule.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you know you're going to win every day, every week, you want that challenge. But with this team, no, you don't want the challenge. You want as easy as possible to get them in. Let's go out to Essex and get Manny. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, buddies. How are you doing, guys?
Good.
Listen, I mean, I know the sky is falling a little bit, but we got to calm down a little bit because nobody in front of us is really winning a lot of games. Like Kansas City, they're 2-3. Buffalo, for me, is overrated. We just got to come back and play our offense. Our defense might give up a couple points.
Manny, you're missing a point, though. You talked about the teams that you expected to be great. Buffalo is 4-1. I don't care if they're overrated or not. They're 4-1. And you can tell me how badly Kansas City's playing, but what about the Colts at 4-1? What about the Jaguars at 4-1? Those are all playoff spots.
But if we come back a little bit, I mean, if we come back and play our game, our defense, if all the fat boys come back, we'd be okay.
What fat boys?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Washington, all the D linemen. I mean, they're going to come back one of these days. After the bye, we should be okay.
See, man, I think, you're focusing on the Bills and the Chiefs. Number one, the Bills, again, are 4-1. And they'll have a win against the Ravens. So when you talk about catching up, because the teams you expected to be on top aren't on top, doesn't mean there's somebody on top. You got a lot of one-loss teams in the AFC. You have four of them, one-loss teams. And we're already, at this point in the season, a four-loss team. Let's go out to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, Silas.
Good morning.
Hey, my question is real quick. I looked at the spread yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no, it was 7.5. Do y'all think that's kind of low? Like, are they expecting Lamar maybe to play? That's why the spread is like that.
And, no, the spread's like that because Lamar's not playing. No, if Lamar was playing, they'd be favored.
Yeah, and you got to keep in mind, it's actually worse than that. It's 7.5, and they're home.
Yeah.
That's a 10.5 point spread. That means they're going to get their asses kicked. That's what they're expecting.
Do y'all think that's an easy one then, like to put money on the 7.5 for the Rams?
There's no such thing as an easy one. There's no such thing as an easy one.
If the Texans did that to us last week, like, how can we keep this close, though, this week with Cooper Rush and this Rams team that's had, 10 days rest, right?
Mm-hmm. And they're coming off a loss, so it's an angry team.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
They lost to an inferior opponent.
One of the best receivers in the league.
The Puka.
Right. I might put everything on that Rams 7.5. I'm sorry, man.
I hate that
against my team.
Hey, go ahead and do that. And if something goes wrong, we got a spare bedroom to rent out back in the shed.
If something goes wrong, I'll call you if you need me.
First of all, that bedroom's mine.
Oh, sorry. That's it. You'll have to make room for Ed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.